What is going on, ladies and gentlemen? We have a very, very special guest on the Shulman Bua podcast. Thank you all for joining us. Founder and host of the Jonko podcast, diamond entrepreneur at Immunotech, an all-encompassing lifestyle company. Their mission is to provide high-quality, scientific-based nutrition and wellness products which enhance the quality of life and performance. Ladies and gentlemen, Giancarlo Torres, what is going on, my man? Gianco, welcome to the show.
Sean, it's my pleasure. I am so flattered and happy to be in your podcast, really. Thank you so much.
You got it, my man. I know that last week I was on yours, so just return the favor.
Hey, it's great. You know, I love to serve, and I know vice versa. So, you know, I'm just excited to be here with you and to serve your audience in any way possible.
Likewise, my man. So I know that the first time we started talking, you were telling me a little bit about how you met Mr. Wonderful. So I kind of want to go into that and talk about how you went up to him, how you had the guts, and really just that story. I mean, because it's a great story.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, you know, it's crazy because when I was younger, like 7 to like 12 years old, like they always knew me as like the shy kid, right? And the person wouldn't talk and like wouldn't approach people. So now that I think that I had the guts to go to Mr. Wonderful, it just makes you think about personal growth, right? But we'll talk about that later. But it was crazy because this was last year. This was in Las Vegas in the Caesars Palace. I'm sure you and the audience may have been to that fantastic hotel. Actually, my favorite hotel, if I'm honest. You know, because it's like, you know, it's a mall inside. It's just incredible. And I was going upstairs to the convention of my company. You know, it's always a super exciting moment. I'm super thrilled. I'm with, you know, my little bro who, you know, is going to become an entrepreneur also. And while walking, I see Mr. Wonderful in the bar, sitting down with someone, which till this day, Sean, I don't know if he was doing a business deal. I don't know if I interrupted a business deal. I have no idea. But, you know, what's crazy about Mr. Wonderful is that, you know, like I know you watch Shark Tank a lot and your audience, but Mr. Wonderful always has the same suit.
Yeah.
He has the same tie. He is literally like how you see him on TV is exactly how he is in person. There's no difference. So it was so easy to just spot him. And I was like, Diego, that's Mr. Wonderful. He says, oh my God. And I said, what are you going to do? He asked me and I said, we're going to go up to him. So I remember going and I said, excuse me. And they look at me with this really serious face. I'm like, Mr. Wonderful, my brother and I are just such a big fan of your work and do Shark Tank. Can I just take a selfie? And he looks at me. He's like, yeah, whatever. So I'm right next to him, take a selfie. And I left, you know, like, I don't think I was with him more than 10 seconds. And I remember that I was in such, like, shock, I guess, the whole day. Just the whole fact that I took a selfie with Mr. Wonderful. And I remember thinking, I'm like, how can I use this picture to get attention? You know, because social media is all about attention, right? And I was like, wait a second. Let me put it part of my podcast channel. And look what happened. We're talking. This is the picture, right? But, you know, that moment for me was just so incredible because, like, I didn't even think about, like, should I not? I just went for it, man. I just went for it and said, I'm going to take a selfie. I don't care if he gets mad at me. I'm going to go for it. And, yeah, that's my story.
Listen, man, that's what you got to do. I mean, I found you on LinkedIn, and I was like, holy shit, this guy met Mr. Wonderful. That's incredible. You know what I mean? That's a beautiful story, man. And listen, on everyone on Shark Tank, I mean, it's such a great show. I mean, it's just the realness of it. I love that it's not fabricated. It's like you get their genuine reactions to bullshit companies or BS products and companies that really have legitimate cripes to be something in this life. So it's really great. And something that I really have always been interested in, man, is more so like an entrepreneur's mindset.
Yep.
With you starting your podcast, me starting mine. I mean, there's always a journey there. You know what I mean? And I'm always fascinated with walking through the lives of, you know, my guests. So I guess just walk me through, like, you know, where you grew up, your family situation, and kind of like what's motivated and started that fire. Because for me, it was more so of, like I was explaining on your show, more of like a family situation where I was kind of backed into a corner and I just lit that fire under me and that was my only escape. So I'd really love to hear your story of how you got started.
Yeah, sure. So, you know what's super interesting, you know, for everyone that's listening is that when I was younger and I was in school, I remember that I would get bored really easily, so easily. And like I only wanted to do stuff that had a lot of activity and things that had meaning for me. And I felt in my case, I'm not saying that school is bad whatsoever, but in my case, I felt that a lot of things I did in school didn't have any meaning, like true meaning. Right, you know, since I felt that 60% of what I was studying was pointless, and you know, growing up having that feeling is not good, so that obviously caused me to not pay attention. And if you don't pay attention, what does school say? You have ADD or you have ADHD, and of course, they put that on me, you know, because I always wanted to be outside, I wanted to do things, I wanted to work, right? And I remember that, you know, that like I was never so it's funny because. My teacher said that I wasn't good at school, Sean, but I was always an honor student. Isn't that interesting? And they would always say that I wasn't great at school, but I was always an honor student, always. But again, you know, compared to other people, I was not that good.
Right.
And with that, I remember my parents decided me to put me to homeschooling, you know, to kind of see, you know, if I do better. And that really did help me. But what I is when I was 7 years old, I remember dreaming of owning a big company. Like that was like my daydreaming was owning a big company. My hero before was Steve Jobs, you know, when he was alive. And I wanted to be like him. Like I wanted to create my own product. I wanted to be a CEO of my company. You know, like I wanted to have happy employees. I wanted, you know, the freedom, you know. You know, making great money to help a lot of people, right? And like I remember being young and always thinking, how can I be that? How can I be that? And, you know, well, one thing that really helped me, one thing that my parents really focused was volunteer work. So they actually put us into volunteer work when I was 12. And like I remember since I'm 12, I've been dedicating 60 to 70 hours of volunteer work every single month.
Damn.
So when you're in volunteer work, it's all about people, all about people, 100% about people, and you know, giving public talks about themes and helping people and just doing things. And what my parents intentionally put us in the volunteer work, and I know that in this personal growth of volunteer work, it helped me even, you know, it helped me make the decision to become an entrepreneur even more so, right? So when I turned 18, I had two problems. I was broke and I had no experience in business. So that was a problem, as you can, you know, as you can imagine, you know, being broke and having no experience is not a good combination. But I did have a couple qualities, and I want, you know, your whole audience to really write this down. I had burning desire. You know, like I don't think anybody had more desire than me at that age. I was coachable, so coachable. You know, like if they gave me instructions of what to do, I would do it times 10. And those two things, when you have burning desire and you're coachable, opportunities come. And that's when I was, you know, like I would do, you know, like a lot of jobs, right? You know, like I would, you know, like I became a waiter. I would do construction work. I did landscaping. I mean, I was always a hard worker, but like I had not found my business opportunity or my entrepreneur opportunity that I was looking for. And that's when I'm 19, by a bad situation, my mother gets ill, and, you know, which is, you know, like really tough for the fam. And someone tells us about a product from Canada. I'm gonna call the ImmunoCal. And I remember that from her being in bed a whole year. I remember that they give this to her, she buys it, and a week later I see my mom from being in bed a whole year. I wake up a Sunday, and you know it's crazy, like there's something crazy about Sunday mornings. And I wake up a Sunday morning and I see her cleaning and reorganizing the kitchen.
Nice
And I was
morning.
like, whoa. Something changed, and I asked her, I'm like, what happened? She says, well, it's this product called ImmunoCal. And I remember when I saw that, and like, I've always been interested in, you know, like in nutrition, right? Especially in like, I'm as an entrepreneur. And I was like, well, you know, like, can I get, you know, like, can I get this stuff for myself? She says, yeah. She says, you need it to stay healthy. So that's how it started. Like, I just became, like Tony Robbins says, like a raving fan customer. And then they told me, hey, look, there's, you know, there's an opportunity behind this. And I said, okay, so. I went to a seminar. This was in when I used to live in Jacksonville, Florida, years ago. And I remember being, again, so broke, probably with like my only suit that I had. And like I remember going there with my eyes open with notes. And the man who's presenting the project and the product, and I'm just like in awe. Like I'm just thinking, wow, I found my opportunity. I found the business I want. And I remember that after everything, super shy, I go with my dad and I go to the man. I say, hey, like, I want to do, this business, can I? And I remember that to this day, when he tell me, which he's a good friend of mine, his name is Jim Spencer to this day, he says, I've been doing this for the past 20 years. He says, I have more than 20,000 customers. He says, and I've helped thousands of people and I've made millions of dollars. And I have, he says, if I'm in Japan, I still get paid. He says, because of all the customers that are on autopilot, basically.
Right.
He says, if you work with me, I'll get you to wherever you want. And that's when I saw the power of mentorship, Sean. And I said, okay, I'm in. So like I was kind of like Richard Branson, that he says, whenever someone gives you a good opportunity, say yes and then figure it out later.
Right. Great
And that
line.
was me. That was me. So I said yes. I did not know what I was doing. I had no business experience. I made the decision to become the best entrepreneur possible. And it's been 4 years. And I don't have 20,000 customers, but I have at least 2,000 customers. I have a very, very big business. I've been, published in one book, and now I publish in another book on business. I have podcasts. I'm talking to you. And it just started again with those two qualities, burning desire and culture. So that's my story, Sean, for you and for the audience.
Dude, that's beautiful, man. It's so powerful too, what I want everyone to really understand what Jonko just said, because a lot of people, and let's just take the virus, right, as a good example. So for the virus, there's, in my opinion, I'm a very black and white person. I'm a very black and white person. Either I see it as this or I see it as that. There's no in between. You know what I mean? So for me, for the virus, when I was, hearing, oh my God, millions of people are going to get sick, hundreds of thousands are going to pass away, I was thinking to myself, how am I going to react to this? And this is what you just said too. Are you going to, have an optimistic mind to look for opportunity, not necessarily knowing where you're going to go with it, or are you going to cower away and say, hey, just you're going to be just weighed down by the anxieties and the overwhelming stress, I guess, of this upcoming thing, or are you going to like harness it and take it by the balls? And that's so powerful because you didn't know what you were doing, just like I didn't know what I was doing when I was bartending, I mean, at the bar. So it's like it's the same thing, man. I mean, there's opportunity out there for everyone. You just have to look hard and find it. And just like you said, if you don't know exactly how to do it, you can figure it out. That's why we have
For
Google. That's
sure.
why we have YouTube. That's why we have so many amazing platforms to go and learn. And it's really important too, because something I wanted to bring up is obviously talking about the company, and health is so important. I mean, I look up to athletes, I look up to all these people, and I'll tell you a quick story. So
Please.
there's a guy called Tim Grover, okay, and his company is Attack Athletics, right? Now Grover trained some of the best NBA players of all time, right? He trained Jordan, he trained Kobe, Charles Barkley, Dwayne Wade, the list goes on and on, right? And I want to make a comparison here to Kobe Bryant and Jordan, right? And the whole point of my story is going to be about just trusting the process at hand, not being, I know work is very important, but like you were saying, you kind of have to ease into it a little bit and make sure that, you can really do this and trust the process, like, the Sixers, right? Trust the process. So when Tim was training Jordan would, just like Kobe, he would show up, 4, 5, 6 in the morning, get these grueling workouts done. But Jordan knew when, enough was enough. He knew how, hard he pushed himself and how much he needed to recover. Kobe, on the other hand, didn't have that mentality. He was like, I'm gonna keep going. Okay, this is fine and everything. I'm gonna take a break, but the next 2 hours I'm gonna train, and then I'm gonna take a break, and then the next 2 hours, take a break, then the next 2 hours, and then you have a game, and then he's gonna, all right, take another break, and then go shoot for a couple hours. So that constant motion, was in theory, he worked harder than Jordan, but you look at the player's stats. Kobe was less efficient than Jordan. So what does that tell me? From a training perspective, from a distinct training perspective, that tells me that if you have a concrete plan and it's a damn good plan, you shouldn't overextend yourself and you shouldn't just try to, conquer all battlefields. You should stay within your lane, just continue what you're doing, and be patient. And that's the big thing I want people to realize, because when you told that story of, you growing up and you being shy, I was shy too, man. I was very shy.
Really?
And oh, hell yeah, bro. I was so I'll tell you, like, there's too many stories of when I was shy. I mean, from being hesitant to ask girls out to not being able to raise my hand and talk in class. I mean, the list goes on and on, man. And I knew that I wasn't going to be that person. I knew, just like you knew, we're going to get out of this. We're going to be the person we've always said we wanted to be. But it doesn't happen overnight. And if people think it happens overnight, you're kidding yourself, because it takes
Yeah, for
years.
sure.
And I'm still figuring out, for me, I'm still figuring out, okay, how do I fit into this world? How do I fit into where I want to become? Because I have doctors, I have entrepreneurs, I have lawyers, I have engineers that listen to this podcast, man. And a lot of people think, oh, we have to have it figured out in one night. But sticking to one plan and really just going from there is very important. And in the context of Jordan and Kobe, people could say, oh, Kobe worked harder than Jordan, but look at the stats, man. Jordan was far more efficient. And look at LeBron. He's probably more efficient than both of them, but I still think Jordan's a, better player. So hopefully we can agree on that.
Yeah, that's another
That's
podcast.
definitely another podcast for sure, my man. So tell me, man, with this company, what kind of talking about, your very personal story with your mother? I know that it's very important that the audience sees the value of this product. I mean, what kind of, like, was it a pill? Was it like a powder substance? Like, what was in there? Like, what was like some ingredient, like, I guess the main ingredient that helped her get out of bed?
Yeah, for sure. No, so and great question. So it's a product that was discovered in the McGill University in Montreal, Canada, for all my Canadian friends that are listening. And the product was discovered, and Sean, it has the most fascinating story ever. Two of the most world recognized immunologists in the world. Okay, so it was Dr. Gustavo Bounos and Dr. Patricia Cochrane. Dr. Patricia Cochrane is the world's first woman immunologist. Imagine that. She's almost 100 years old.
Wow.
And those two doctors and colleagues, their mission was just to find a protein that would help people. That was it. And it all started because Dr. Bounos, his mother died of cancer. So he was looking for something that would maintain cancer patients, because I'm not sure if you noticed, Sean, but people, when they're dying of cancer, they get really skinny in the end. And they get really yellow. So that happens because the body starts eating its own bone.
Yeah.
And it's a very sad process. So this doctor was trying to find just a protein that would at least prevent that to a certain point. And this doctor was so well recognized that they would actually pay him to do research. Like they would send him a $10,000 check in the 80s and say, hey, research this. Imagine that. And one day he receives a big, big, big box from Europe. And it had a $10,000 check, and the letter said, "We don't need this." The box came from a cheese company, so we don't need this. Just try it on whatever and see if it has any value. He said, "Okay." So when he opens it's this white powder. He says, "Okay," and so he starts testing it in mice. And what he saw was the most spectacular thing. He saw that the mice's immune system was like 500% better,
Jeez.
literally. So he was like, what does this powder have? So he asked the company, and the company explained. So he said, okay. So then he starts testing the powder in people, and he saw that the people's immune system was better, vastly better. He started testing in healthy human beings. He started testing, and he saw this time and time again. And they just couldn't believe it. He said, what is this? So after discovering and trying to see what this white protein had, one of his other colleagues was says, "Hey, Dr. Bounos, could it be that this protein is raising something called glutathione?" And he said, "Glutathione, maybe." And he investigates, like, what is glutathione? And no one knew what glutathione was back then. And once he discovers, he says, "Oh my goodness!" So basically, for you and for the audience, this is what the product is. So the product is basically a extract of raw cow's milk. Okay, they take out the lactose, they take out the casein, the fat. The only thing they leave, and again, it has to be extracted from raw cow's milk. Okay, so they take it out, And whenever they extract in this way, there's a nutrient that stays in this protein. This nutrient is called cysteine. Cysteine is something that we used to have in our food, but because of so many reasons, we don't have in our foods anymore. So since we don't have it in our foods anymore, Sean, our glutathione levels, in which I'll explain very briefly in a second, go lower and lower. So this is a problem, Sean. Why? You and me and everybody that's listening, glutathione is something that everybody's born with. Sean has it, I have it, you have it, the family, everybody has glutathione. Every living thing has glutathione. Now, glutathione is a molecule that we all have in ourselves. Everybody has it. But again, because of the lack of this nutrient in our foods, we don't raise it nowadays. So that's why our immune systems are poor. That's why our detoxification is not well. That's why people have fatigue. And that's why people are aging, okay, at such a fast rate. So what's been proven time and time again for the past 40 years is that if someone has high levels of glutathione, this molecule that everybody needs, once they raise inside their cells, they have a strong immune system. Their liver starts detoxing like it's supposed to. Their mitochondria, the energy of their cells will be on top, and they will age at the best way. So what my product does is that my product solves that problem. My product gives everybody the exact nutrient so that our own cells make this glutathione. So when this happens, healthy people stay healthy, and sick people that are looking for treatments that can complement themselves, they will also get healthy. So that's exactly what my product does, Sean, and for everybody that's listening.
That's crazy, man. That's amazing. I mean, I know that glutathione, it's like really high in spinach, avocados, like asparagus too. That stuff. And okra too. That's the one I was
And
thinking of.
actually, Sean, I'm sorry to like I'm interrupt you with that. That's actually interesting. So many people think that glutathione, like we can consume it. So for example, when people hear about glutathione, Sean, the first thing they do is that they go to a vitamin shop or Whole Foods, whatever, and they
Right.
buy glutathione pills. And they think, hey, if I drink this, we're good. But that's not true. And some people think, oh, if I eat foods high in glutathione, supposedly, that's fine. And that's not fine. The data is misplaced there. And I'll explain why. And like they teach me this, and now I'm just giving it back. So basically, the only way for our bodies to make glutathione is to feed our cells with the nutrients, which is cysteine. Our bodies are not made to ingest glutathione by itself because glutathione is too big of a molecule. Are you following me?
Yeah.
So since it's too big of a molecule, our cells, if we consume glutathione directly, our body won't make like our body won't accept it. Like just like our intestines will just throw it away, literally. But if we feed our cells with cysteine, our cells make glutathione. So that's why people have to know more about not only about glutathione, but how to raise it. And for this, I personally work with, the world-renowned expert on glutathione. His name is Dr. Jimmy Gutman. He's the one who knows most about it. And again, what I'm talking is what he told me by info. So, hopefully this info, I'm gonna help you in the audience, Sean.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's huge. I think it's extremely valuable in the fact that, I mean, your company, this is what you guys specialize in,
Yeah.
something that I would do, Giancarlo, is I would, I mean, every, so my diet really consists of lean meat. I don't really eat that much red meat. When I do, it's like some occasion, and that occasion is just probably steak. Normally it's poultry. It's a lot of fish too, a lot of crustaceans, a lot of greens. But more importantly, what I do is turmeric and apple cider vinegar. I mix that into my
Yep.
tea in the morning and at night too, and it's fantastic. I mean, the anti-aging is it's important. And the other thing too, man, which I was listening to Rogan's podcast the other day, and he had this guy on. I forget his name. I think it was and Matt Walker. That was his name. And Matt Walker, Janko, was talking about how important sleep is. And
Yes.
it's so boggling that people think, oh, like, sure, like me and you are both working crazy hours, like 12, 14, 16 hour days.
Yep.
And, oh, we're staying up all night. That's not necessarily true, man. I mean, at least for me, it's one of these things where I need, 7 or 8 hours. And I prioritize that. I make sure that, okay, if I have to miss, my TV time, if I have to miss, time with the girlfriend, if I have to miss, anything extracurricular other than work, then I have to do it. And it's important because if the audience is listening, and you can definitely, Janko, go into more detail, I guess, than I can on this. But when you don't sleep, your body and brain is literally collecting inflammatory molecules and compounds. I'm not necessarily
Yes.
sure what those compounds are. There's probably some technical name you can go into, maybe, or my friend Chris works at Jefferson, but it's it leads to, a long-term Alzheimer's and just and obviously feeling bad. And something that I definitely prioritize other than diet and sleep is just obviously getting well, it's just that. I mean, with the whole morning routine too, I go into that. So it's not just diet. You obviously have to supplement too, and then sleep too. And that's really the key, man. I mean, because we're both very energetic people, and we need to maximize that. We need to build more awareness up, because I know, in college, man, like I'll tell you a story, like,
Yeah,
and
cool.
you probably know a couple friends too that when they were in college, all they were slamming down, espressos, and they were, just cramming for days. Like they weren't sleeping. And all that cramming, how did they do in the exam? They didn't do well, at least in my case. I did horribly because I wasn't sleeping. I wasn't sleeping well at all. And I think you get a lot farther. And this is kind of what I'm reiterating again is having that system in place, not, having the patience to understand, okay, I did enough today. I understand that we're in a good place with, my goals. And yeah, we got a little more ahead than we did yesterday, which is great, but we're not going to build Rome, we're not going to build Rome today. And that's okay. And a lot of people, I think, should hear more about that and learn more about your supplements, because I think it's something that is so obviously completely natural, organic, and it's something that, is in all of these great foods, and we need to consume it in the supplements that you're prescribing, based off of the fact that we can't have glutathione as its own, right? So it's just it's a great I think it's a very valuable tool to take, because yeah, work and all of that, but at the end of the day, man, it's definitely tremendous to, you need to supplement, you need to get rest, you need to make sure that you're completely like on it does with that company, with Joe Rogan's company, just with the Alpha Brain, and it's just total human optimization, which is what you guys do too. Because if you feel good, you do good, and you do good, you become successful. So
Absolutely.
that's
And with that in mind, Sean, for in the audience and, like everything, like you just said, it's so on point. Like I remember that, for example, so like Elon Musk, right? He says that he works 100 hours a week, crazy. And it's funny because they asked Jeff Bezos, and they're thinking that Bezos is going to say the same thing. And Bezos is like, I sleep 8 hours a day, a night. I prioritize that. And again, you have to see, okay. Elon Musk is the fourth richest man in the world. Super cool. I love Tesla. Big fan of him. Bezos is number one. Bezos sleeps more and has more success in some sort. And why? Because Bezos probably, I don't know Musk in person or Bezos, but Bezos probably puts his health first. And that's why he has so much success. That's why he's the richest man on the planet, right? So what you just said is key. People think, that to be an entrepreneur, you have to work 25 hours a day. And it's true, you do have to work hard. Absolutely. But you don't want, like I'm a, I know a good friend of mine, he's a doctor. He says, have success without side effects.
Yep, I love that
And
one.
I loved it. He said, don't be the richest man in the world and have no health. Don't be the most successful man in the world and have no family health. He's like, don't do that. He says, be wise, work hard. Yes, sometimes you have to make some sacrifices, stand it down. But don't have success without side effects. And that stayed in me. And everyone, that's listening, 8 hours of sleep a night is just so crucial. Good nutrition is crucial, but have in mind that just like Sean said, some people think, oh, everything I need to get it is in my foods. Unfortunately, that is not true. I would love to tell you that a potato in the 50s and the potato now has the same value, but it does not. It just does not, and there are people that have that mentality, I'm gonna get all my nutrients with my foods. And at a certain age, they still get cancer. And they wonder, what did I do wrong? And it's because of power supplementation. You have to find the right supplements. And that's where, I help people, like we are one, we are number one in the world when it comes to qualities, history, and all that. But again, going back to the same principle, unfortunately, we do not have everything we need in our foods. That's why supplementation is so important. And that's why Sean, what Sean just said is so important. So I'm back to you, friend.
Yeah, no, listen, dude, I completely understand that. That's a really great way. I love that line too. That's very powerful. It's because listen, man, I mean, you could be working your tuchus off, but you know, if you're 25 and you look like you're 50, then you got a problem. You know what I mean? Anything for me, it's like, you know, it's
You know,
crazy.
recently, Sean,
Yeah.
I met I saw a picture of a friend of mine. He's 20 through 24. Guy's a millionaire, one of the youngest millionaires I know, and he looks like he's like 50.
Oh shit.
So
And it's,
that's
oh
sad. That's very
God.
sad.
Yeah, it's very sad because you don't get that back. I mean, well, technology, I guess you could, you know, but you're gonna have to put a bunch of, you know, oil into your face and, you know, you're gonna have to be like a Barbie or something, you know what I mean? But
Yeah, for sure.
that's funny, man. Yeah, it's very important. I mean, I talk about this all the time and, you know, I want to influence people more and I really want to get on, you know, with that you know, chemical building and just making, you know, because listen, I love food just as much as the next person. I
Yep.
love it so much. But, you know, even the modern you know, multivitamins that we're taking. I mean, I'm not saying that they're bad by any means. They're very good. You know, they give us essential minerals and nutrients for our daily value. But, you know, we need a little more than that in the 21st century. We need a little more than that. And I think that it definitely starts with your company. I definitely think it starts with proper research and education and people understanding, oh, like just like you said, Bezos is sleeping 8 hours. The guy's gonna work, he's gonna be worth 200
Yes.
billion with a B, with a capital.
Yes.
So, you know, that's definitely important to take with my friend and the audience as well. It's very, very important. So Jonko, if people want to follow you and people want to, you know, hear your journey and learn more about you, man, where can they follow you at?
Yeah, so look, you know, for everyone that's listening, my Instagram is OLE, like Ole. So OLE Giancarlo. So my name is spelled GIANCARLO. That's my personal Instagram, but you know, I mix personal Instagram with everything. You know, since I want people to, you know, like I like to meet people personally and I want people to meet me personally. Okay. So that's my Instagram. My LinkedIn, sorry, is my full name. So it's Giancarlo, GIAN Carlo, no S in the end, Torres. That's my LinkedIn. That's how I met Sean. That's how we're talking. And my podcast actually also is The Jonko Podcast. The Jonko Podcast, you can find it on Spotify, you can find it on Apple Podcast. And for last, you know, I always like to talk to people through the phone and text message. So, you know, if you want to text me and just talk about anything, honestly, text me at 678-923-0978, and I would love to have a conversation with you. So that's where you can find me.
Beautiful, man. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode. Jonko, thank you so much for being on, man. I'm definitely going to buy probably about 2 tons of your product after this conversation. No
Fantastic.
bullshit. I really think it's really important, man. So we'll get to talking. Thank you everybody for the viewership and all the love. I really love it. Thank you guys. We'll talk soon. Take care,
Thank
man.
you. Thank you, Sean.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.